We're in Siman Tav Reish Zayin. Siv Beis, the Rama adds, Avak Shem Espawa, B'kol Ram, or Shaliach Tzibur, K'shechozer HaTfila, in L'parit HaChet. If you're davening out loud, or when the Shaliach Tzibur is saying Chazar Sashatz, then you should not specify the sin. Umasha Omer Malchet, B'seder Aleph Beis Lomikri, Porit Ho, V'al Kol Omer B'shava, Einu Ala K'nus L'chaTfila. The Alchets that we say where we specify different sins, so that's not considered to be specifying, because everyone's saying the same thing. So that's really part of the davening, as opposed to you specifying your sin. Siv Gimel Tzarech L'Zvados Mu'umad. One has to say Vidui standing up. The Mishnah Berurah points out that one should bow down while they're saying it, slightly, like they do in Modim, and they should not lean on anything where if that was removed, then they would fall. And if you do lean on something while you're saying vidui, the Prima Gadim is not sure whether you need to say the vidui again. When you are standing, you should stand until the end of Al-Chata'im, Shenu Chayavim, Aleim Arba Misos Beisnin. That's where the vidui actually ends, and therefore that's when you'd be able to stand up straight as well. The Mechaber continues, even when you were hearing the Chazar Sashatz vidui, and you've already said vidui, you still need to stand. This is, according to the Mechaber's opinion, that you don't need to stand, that you don't need to say vidui along with the Shaliach Tzibur. But the Rama adds, v'yachzer v'yisvadim Shaliach Tzibur, really each individual should say the vidui again along with the Shaliach Tzibur, and therefore obviously they are going to be standing. V'ikar havidu hu aval anachnu chatanu, that is the main point of vidui, saying that you sinned. The Mishnah Berurah adds that while saying vidui, when you mention the sin, you should bang on your chest, or on the heart, because that is saying that this is what caused me to sin. So if da'alei ravona she'zvad aleim biyomek eperim she'aver v'lashina aleim, afilu achi yachol lachzir l'zvados aleim. You can do vidui on sins that you have done in the past, and have done vidui on in the past, you're able to do vidui on them again. So if hei betfilas mincha erev yom kippur ein chosein bevidu shachareha. In mincha, we do not finish a special bracha on the vidui, and the Mishnah Berurah points out that this is really true for all the tefillos of Yom Kippur, that we don't finish with the special bracha. He's just saying it over here because mincha is the first time that that occurs. As well, after Elokai ad shelono tzarti, which is part of the vidui, that's when you say Elokai netzor lishoni, etc. And those that say yulirotzon at the end of their davening in general should say that at the end of this Shmona Esrei before vidui, and then go on to say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu tavo lefanecha tefilaseinu, which is the vidui part. So first yulirotzon, and then the rest of the vidui. The Mechaber The Rama adds, "V'ein shliach tzibur machzir havidu b'mincha el mispal shmon esrei kibashar mos hashana." During Chazar Sashatz of mincha, there is no vidui. Ve'inum ravina malkenu, there's no avina malkenu at mincha nerev yom kippur. V'kol shekein tachnan, and for sure no tachnan. Sevav kolaka alokim malkus arba'im achar tfilas a mincha shemitoch kachitain alibo lasha meveres shabiyado. The Mechaber says that they used to give malkus after mincha to cause people to do tshuva. The Rama adds, Nagu shal nilka omer vidui b'shal shal nilka, one should say vidui during the malkos, v'malka omer v'rachim mechaper avon shal shabhamim, shem lamates tevos, kenega lamates makos. V'nagu l'hakos b'ritzu koldehu, use a small strap, t'enarak l'zikaron l'malkos, because it's only to commemorate the malkos, it's not actual lashes that we're fulfilling anything with. Ikach ritzu shal egel, alder shenemar yadash or koneu, v'nilka l'yamu v'lo yeshiv rakmute, panav l'tzafon v'achorav l'darom. But it appears that this is not the practice anymore to do malkus anymore. It is actually the day of Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur is received as a yontif instead. Yom Kippurim ena machaper el al hashava maminim b'kaparaso avon mavayit bo machashi b'libo mamo li Yom Kippur zeh ena machaper lo. The tshuva only works. You only get atonement if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you atonement. But if you don't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give you atonement, then the tshuva is worthless.